Pastor John Kilpatrick talks about the enemy is only attacking your future. Also, those who work in the abortion industry confirm that they're supporting the killing of children after they're born. And what we've been praying for in regards to Dear God End Abortion, well, a governor of Mississippi has signed a law that a baby's heartbeat says you cannot abort it. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
The enemy is only after attacking your future. Think about it. Your past has already happened. Your present's here now. But he doesn't want your future, your destiny to take place. It's so important to understand that. And not only that, that he has no full reign over you. If you're a believer, everything is Father filtered. And sometimes those attacks come, but they only have a certain time frame. As a matter of fact, this is Pastor John Kilpatrick talking about that the enemy, when he attacks you, that there's a limited time. There is a shelf life to that attack. And he's talking on the Jim Baker Show. As a matter of fact, I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
We want to join right now. This is Pastor John Kilpatrick talking about, and this is so good. Listen up. This is going to encourage you if you're under attack right now or you're going to be in the future, and you will, that there's a shelf light to it. And this is right in the middle of the Brownsville Revival. You know, we were there with mm-hmm. him and going through the times, and there's so many good things happening, but at the same time, difficult things were happening, but it only lasted for a short period of time. If you're a pastor, if you're a leader, if you're a parent, this is going to make sense to you. It's going to encourage you. Let's listen now to Pastor John Kilpatrick talk specifically about he's after your future.
Satan's attack against you will always be in regard to your future, not your past.
That's right.
Satan's attack against you will usually be in regard to your future, not your past. Your past is done. You've already lived your past. Your past is finished. The history's written on it. Everybody knows about it. It's finished. Who cares?
Yes.
But the future is why the devil will attack you, because he sees your future path.
Wow.
Not attacking you over your past path. So, one day I was going through something, and I was so weary with attack. I was so weary, you know, just people that I had loved and respected and given money to their ministries was some of the very people that the devil was using to attack me and Steve during the Brownsville Revival. And it was really just a painful thing to have to endure.
Yeah.
And I said to the Lord, I'm so weary of attack. I'm so weary of being attacked by people that I love and people that don't really even know me. They don't even know the details.
Exactly.
And they're talking against me like they know me. They don't even know me.
Exactly.
And I said, Lord, how long is this going to last? And the Lord said something to me I'll never forget. He said, son, you know, you go into a grocery store and you pick up a can, or you go to the meat department and you pick up the meat and you look on there and there's a date on there. And he said, that date tells you when that can expires, and it tells you when that meat expires. Don't fool with it after that date. He said, every attack that you go through has a shelf life.
Take a big sigh of relief. Just take a big...
Wow.
Every attack that the devil brings against you is not open-ended. It will not last forever. It has a shelf life. And when that shelf life is up, time's up. Things are going to change and start evolving for the better. It may be a month. It may be 6 weeks. There at the end at Brownsville, I got to where my attacks lasted about 2 years, almost 2 years. My attack got to where when I would go through them, it would have about a two-year lifespan. But after that 2 years, here's what I came to understand. I was sitting on the platform one day, and the newspapers had just about tried to destroy me and Steve. And I was sitting on the platform. I didn't hardly know my name. I mean, I was there, major revivals at my church. The world is coming. Planes are landing in Pensacola. Buses are lined up outside. Thousands of people outside. Some can't even get in. Major things are happening. Souls are being saved. Bodies are being healed. I'm sitting there as a pastor. I don't even hardly know my name. because I'm under such attack. And I remember Brother David Ravenhill came over to me when I was sitting on the platform, and he kissed me on the side of my head, and he spoke in my ear, and he said, "Brother John," he said, "I'm going to tell you like my daddy, Leonard Ravenhill, told me." He said, "You never come into your fullest anointing until you go through your greatest attack."
Oh, God.
He said, "You never come into your fullest anointing until you go through your greatest attack."
Wow.
He said, "I promise you." He said, "This is going to work in your favor." And what I thought was going to destroy that revival, it was so vicious. Yeah. The newspapers was so vicious. And they called Steve a liar, and they said that me and Steve got together before the revival started, and we planned the whole thing.
Oh.
And that we paid people to come in and act like that they were healed and all this kind of stuff. And I did good till I passed by one morning to go to work at Brownsville, and my son was reading the newspaper. He was getting ready to go to school and had the newspaper spread out on the kitchen counter like this right here. And he was had his head in his hands like that, and he was reading the newspaper, and I noticed that the newspaper was wet. And it was his tears.
Oh.
And he was reading things about his dad and about the evangelist that he loved and about that revival that was going on in his church. And tears was all over the newspaper. And whenever he read all that, it so affected me. Mm-hmm. You know, it just so affected me. And I thought, how in the world can they do this? Mm-hmm. But what I thought was going to destroy the church actually was fuel. It didn't destroy it whatsoever. Matter of fact, it didn't even turn it. That thing had gotten so much momentum, it began to leapfrog into greater and greater and greater. The crowds grew, the miracles grew, and the presence of God grew. So don't
Thank
be discouraged.
God. Yes.
Don't be discouraged.
Thank
I don't care what you're going through.
Yes.
And I don't care what the devil intends to destroy you and he means it for evil. God will take that thing and use it for fuel to bless you. Be encouraged today. Amen.
Amen.
That's so true and so powerful. First, you know, being part of the Brownsville Revival,
yeah.
It was very legitimate. It was the most amazing thing. When God shows up, everything changes. You know, one of the themes of revival was more
Lord
more yeah. of God, because more of God solves anything. But more of God, you know, shows up, and it's, you know, God is power. God is a spirit. God's presence is powerful. If you read about his throne room in Revelation chapter 4, it's just all this activity is going on. But when we are just, you know, electrical systems, basically, with a nervous system and that type of thing, if you see somebody that has seizures, they're having all these firings of their synaptic nerves and things are moving because of the electrical presence of what's happening in their mind. Well, God is just like this charge. And different things happen to different folks, and that, you know, some people wept and some people laughed and some people, you know, cried and worshiped. And at one time in unison, we would just all go into one direction with God. It was like heaven in regards to the things that were going. A river of God's glory would come through, and you could literally, sometimes it was like maybe you would say about 6 inches deep, and imagine the entire floor you're in right now was 6 inches deep in water. But it wasn't water, it was like a low electrical current. And wherever God's presence was like that, it literally turned your joints into rubber. It's like they didn't even work.
Yeah.
And
if you could stand.
If you could stand.
If you could stand.
And you would end up sometimes falling and under the presence of God. It didn't hurt. God would just sometimes speak to you. But the rest, the peaceful rest that you would get in the glory of God, it was like a weighty blanket.
Yeah.
But think about this. While all this was going on, you know, some wild, I can't even tell you all the things that happened. There's just tons of things.
And the souls are being saved
every single night.
Night after night after night after night. It was a place where the
heavens
were open.
The camera's got to catch up with there. Go, camera.
Hey, the heavens were open.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Salvation was happening every single night. Thousands upon thousands of people. Same message every night.
Well, not the same message, well, but the same goal of the message.
Salvation message.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying. There wasn't, you know, it was a salvation message. It wasn't like a surprise. And yet it was just the anointing, the Holy Spirit bringing everyone in to salvation. So
but
the enemy's not going to like that.
But, you know, it wasn't just salvation. It was what we're being saved from, which he would talk about sin.
Yes.
You know, sin. And the big thing about it was sin in the church.
Yeah.
You know, God doesn't tell the world to straighten up. He tells us his church to repent and turn from our wicked ways. But, you know, pastors were getting saved. Pastors' sons who took over the church and just kind of figured out what their father did. they were getting saved for the first time. People that have backslidden were getting saved. I think every night we got saved. Yeah. You know, altar calls were so strong. The draw was so strong. And it's not like a man was doing it. I mean, God has just anointed this moment in time. It's a kairos moment. It's a moment where God just anoints, like during the Jesus movement. You know, Bill Johnson says you could almost say, you know,
anything.
a little rhyme or something, and people become running to God because it was that timing, and that's coming. But while it was happening, you know, attacks were coming in. And like he's talking about, you know, God gave him the wisdom. This is so important. There's a shelf life to it. Because you have to know that, because the attacks are so strong, everything in you says it's over, or you want it to be over, or you don't care. Remember, you and I have a conversation going to Texas one year, I think, or Louisiana. I said, you know, you were talking about, you know, I said, it doesn't matter whether you rust out or you're out, you're out.
Out is out.
But some people want to get out.
Yeah.
They actually sabotage their ministry or their walk with the Lord because what happens is...
Oh, so naive, what's this? Yeah, people really want to do that? They
want
to do that? Remember that?
You're early on in the walk of the Lord. And that of course, who attacks you when you make a mistake quite often is the religious folks. And so here, a man who cried out for revival, somebody who has tons of integrity, has always prided himself in a humble way on doing what's right, very orderly church. That's why we knew, hey, this is something, because he went down to the glory of God. And that God used him to be able to shepherd this amazing, powerful move of God that the whole world was touched.
Not only the whole world was touched, and then you have so many of people that got touched that were reintroduced to the Lord, but people that didn't know the Lord, and they were basking and enjoying the presence of God, not understanding that there was a price to be paid.
Right.
You know, that someone was paying the price. You look back 20 years later and go, My.
I remember a young guy with his, he was sitting in the hallway at Brownsville, and his elbows was on his knees. He was a student at the Brownsville Bible School of Ministry, and he's shaking his head going, when is all this going to stop? When is it going to stop, right? And he was waiting for this profound answer from me, and I said, it's never going to stop. You're just not going to feel it anymore.
That's right.
But what's really important to understand, what the Lord told Pastor John Kilpatrick and what we are communicating to you, is the fact that it only will last for a certain time. Understand, even Hitler, when Hitler was doing his evil on the face of the earth, that was only about 7 years. Even at the Antichrist, when he cut, that's looking at about a 7-year reign, even that's going to be cut in half. You're looking at so many different things, but it just feels like it. Within a day, a hurricane may last for 24 hours, but it takes sometimes 40 years to recover. So if you hold on, it doesn't matter what you're feeling. You don't have to give in to your feelings or your emotions. Don't go seek counsel from people like Job. People came to comfort Job, because they'll tell you things that agree with the attack that's going on. Just hold on. You know, go to bed that night. Don't think about it. Don't think you got to do anything religious. Just survive the time. Hold your post. Stand your ground. If you preach, preach. If you have a company, go to work and do your work. If you're a husband or a wife, just continue to be a husband or wife during that time. Your children are getting all weird and getting all whack, and what's going on? Just don't come down on it too hard. Just trust God through all that period of time. You'll all of a sudden, if you perceive the attack wrong and define your future by what the enemy's doing, when all of a sudden it's up, you can't even experience your future because you messed it all up, because he wanted you to twist what's going on. So if you got to be quiet, you know, we were getting ready for a big Next Step Outback, where we had the father and son camping trips and all the things that we were doing. And we had a 70 plus people on a steering committee, and we had different leaders from all seven mountains sitting at these tables. And one deputy that was there, you know, it takes a lot of faith to do these huge events, you know, feed 5,000 meals in a weekend, that type of thing. And this one deputy began to speak all this. It's not going to happen the next day. And he's speaking all this doubt out. And immediately a sergeant with the U.S. Army gets up. He grabs duct tape up, pulls this duct tape up, and he's about to stick it over this deputy's mouth.
That.
Yeah, and he goes,
oh,
he shuts up. And you know what happened? Happened just like it
was
planned. God showed up. Hearts were changed. You can find out more at nextstepoutback.org. Yeah. You can see that on your screen and watch what took place. It's just so powerful. Remember, if you approach program coming up this week,
stay tuned.
We're going to be
talking
about
that. Good stuff.
We got to go to break. What's next? Comment below. We want to hear your thoughts on this. Are you under attack? Have you experienced that before? Are you understanding how you need? Let's encourage each other in the community. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Also, don't forget to go to iTunes and rate our app, our VFN TV, VFN KB app, because if you rate it, We appreciate it. Also, we're going to give a shout out to as many as we can coming up. But also, it raises us up where other people get to get exposed to our podcast. We get the podcast, television, broadcast, cable. But we want everybody to be able to hear whatever platform possible. John, what's
listen,
next?
You were just talking about this, but yeah. I just feel we're talking about your future being attacked. You just wrote a book
yes.
about I Will Fight, and some people may feel that their future is under attack right now.
Yes.
Can you say a little bit about that?
Oh, I would love to talk about that.
I mean, it's,
you think about this, that you know, people tell you, there's a ton of people that tell you 5 steps to success. You go to school, they tell you how to be successful, and it is a strategy. But the thing they don't tell you about is gonna require a fight, a good fight of faith. You have to learn how to fight. If you fight it physically, you're gonna mess up, but if you fight it by faith, and what the Lord laid on my heart to do was to be able to communicate from many, many years of ministry and in the workplace and owning my own company and starting churches and different things, to be able to share with you some experiences I had and others have had about 10 strategies that you can use to fight for your success. And I'm telling you, you know, it was a lot of labor in putting it together. We wanted to be able to get that to you. And we had that at no charge for you except shipping and handling. We want to give it to you for free. But you can go right to vfnkb.com to find out the details. You can see how to get to it. We want to send it to you. Just request it. And not only that, that there's audio available for those who want to get it. You know, it's not like the book, but you have the audio. And also, we're going to have several hours of just sitting down and talking, you know, hearing from the author what actually happened. And that's going to be made available to you in addition to the free book. So it's so exciting. You listen, you have to make up your mind. You know, that you're going to fight. You have to fight with your mind. You have to fight with your words. You have to fight with your belief. You have to fight with your vision. You have to fight in your values. You have to fight with how you're going to take actions. You got to fight fear. You got to fight doubt. You got to fight what seems good to you when God's telling you to do something different. You got to be able to, you know, not quit. That's one of the fights. And there's so many different fights. Well, I share about, and almost thousands of nuggets are in here to be able to bless you. We want to give it to you. You see how to get it below. It's totally free for you, just shipping and handling. We want to get it to you anywhere in the world. I'll see you after the break.
We'll be right back.
We're so excited about our new book, I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. You got to have a strategy and you got to fight. It's not about a physical fight, but you got to fight. And guess what? If you fight, you win. You'll be successful. This book is about transforming your thoughts, about what your beliefs, the decisions that you're making, about speaking. What you say is so powerful, and what you do, what you're saying, the actions you take. And quitting, don't quit. Listen, success and failure quite often is just 5 more minutes. And finally, think about this. So many people talk about you should do this and you should do this and you should do this. And look what they're doing. They're not doing nothing. You can't let people tell you you should do this. You should. As a matter of fact, they can't be putting their should on you. This is so important. Listen, we want to bless you with your free copy of I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. You can get it at vfnkb.com. That's vfnkb.com. Get your free copy today. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to
probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
An abortionist organization confirms that they're supporting the killing of children after they're born. We've heard the governor of Virginia, West Virginia, is it? Or Virginia?
Virginia
talking about once the baby's born, make it comfortable, then decide if you're going to kill the child or not. Mm. It's not an exact quote, but that's what he was saying. And it's been happening for quite some time. But now, as a matter of fact, China's been doing it for years. Some of the reports are they would actually take a bucket of water, they would drown the baby right then.
Wow.
Well, that's what's taking place right now. If your baby is born, they're saying, at home, and it's alive, the baby's alive, they flush it down the toilet.
Yeah. First, and they say they'll drown it with a solution.
Right.
You believe that? Drown a baby with a solution? And they're talking about it so openly.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that we've been asking God to end abortion. He is ending it. That's why I see people are so panicky about it. Understand this about New York. New York was had a law for aborting children before Roe versus Wade. They were already out there aborting children. But now they've cranked it up a notch, you know, to be able to do this. But that's what happened right before Moses was on the scenes. They tried to kill every baby to kill Moses. When Jesus was on the scene, they tried to kill every baby, trying to find Jesus as the baby out there.
Talking about your future being under attack.
Yeah, your future's under attack. And so we talked about that in the beginning of the part of the program. And the fact that understand something awesome is about to happen in this generation, and the enemy's trying to snuff it out, but he can't snuff it out. Couldn't snuff out Moses, couldn't snuff out David, couldn't snuff out Jesus, and he couldn't snuff out you. But this right here is live action, and this is a lady who's undercover, right? And she's allegedly talking to her about what happens if, you know, what happens if my child's born alive when I'm here delivering? What happens if my child's born alive at home? Born. Not in her womb, still not being born yet, which the baby's still alive in there.
Should I call the hospital? No.
Right. As a matter of fact, let's go. This is, brace yourself, but this is the truth of what's going on. Let's go there now.
What if it was like twitching or like something like that? Like
the solution will make it stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not gonna be moving around in the jar.
Okay, the solution would make it like.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of the solution.
Okay, so like if it looked like it was like breathing or something like that.
It'll automatically stop. It won't be able to.
It won't be able. Okay. So I'm not even gonna see it.
No.
So. Okay, so I mean, like, if that happens...
They're asleep, they take it out, and it goes into our lab where they do the stuff with the jar and cleaning and all that.
Okay, so what is the solution? It's just, like, something, like, toxic or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to do that to keep it clean and, you know, because by the time it gets to the lab, it still needs to be freshly, you know...
Yeah.
So they could weigh it, so it could be proper weight... to make sure that everything came out of you. Like, there's no pieces left in you. No.
So, like, you'll make sure, like, I don't have to deal with it if it will die. Like,
You're done. Once you start this today, that's it. You're not going to see it. We're not going to show you your sonogram pictures. We're not going to, you know.
Yeah. All right, so, I'm like, if I feel like I'm having, like, labor pain kind of thing.
Yeah, call us.
Call you.
Yeah, we have an emergency line.
Like, what if it, like, pops out, like, at home? Like,
if it comes out,
yeah,
then it comes out. Then flush it.
Just like flush it.
Yeah, but you still have to come in.
Okay.
You have to make sure that everything came out. But we never had a situation like that.
Because if it's like, what if it's like on the floor? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what would we do with it?
Yeah, you're not going to be taking care of it.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Like, you guys would come and like.
If anything, you know, we'll tell you to put it in a bag or something or somewhere and bring it to us. and now we have two day procedures all the time.
You do. It's like pretty common. Like even with me kind of stage, like at this stage.
Like every day.
Whatever happens at home, you know, like don't call the hospital.
No. Call us.
Okay. Why not call the hospital?
Because we started it first. The hospital won't take you. They won't touch you either because we started it. So whoever starts it has to.
If your baby stops breathing, if your child is born, you call 911 and call an ambulance to be able to come, and you give that baby CPR, or you nurse it. That's what you do with life.
It to live.
It's happening more and more now. It's literally sacrifices to Moloch. It's one of the gods that God hated the most, the false gods, because they were sacrificing their children. And today it's sacrificing children to the god of convenience and selfishness. And I don't want to share my life. I want to be able to do all these things, but I don't want the consequences of that. But understand this. Why do we end every program asking God, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening? Because I don't believe, based on God's word, because God, the sin of innocent bloodshed into the soil of your nation curses your nation. I mean, you think about Josiah, King Josiah, when it looked like it was going to be over, but he was willing to go in and stop all the bloodshed when God raised him up as a king. And so God kept mercy on the land of Israel. But as soon as he died, the dear King Josiah died, then all of a sudden, the enemy came in and took over the nation. And so the blood of Abel, one of the first children of Adam and Eve, still cries out to this day. Blood has a voice. God can hear the DNA of the blood, because the blood is of God. Mm. And so you're looking at, at night when Federal Express allegedly is carrying baby body parts from different abortion clinics, according to Center for Medical Progress, delivering it to universities and campuses, as you sleep at night in the air, that innocent blood is going over our heads, being driven by trucks. It's allegedly. And so they were saying they issue a particular transportation number to that leg, to that lung,
almost,
to the brain, to the eye, and that tracks it all the way to that place. This is what the one particular former employee was doing. But why do we ask that? We ask God to end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, because without the ending of abortion, I don't see a great awakening happening. But I see right now, God's answering our prayer. We begin to see people talk about it. People are raising up. We have a president who is pro-life, a friend of the womb. As a matter of fact, the governor, a governor from Mississippi, Phil Bryant, just signed a bill Thursday banning abortion past the point of which you can hear the baby's heartbeat. As a matter of fact, watch this powerful answer to prayer. You've heard us every time we go. You heard everywhere we go. Somebody sees us. They tell us this. This is why abortion has to end for the Great Awakening in America. This is him signing the bill. This is an answer to our prayer that we've been praying for years now. Check it out. This is the governor from Mississippi, Phil Bryant, signing the bill. Awesome. Listen, we've been praying God's answer. I've got to close out right now, but I want to pray with you right now. God, we thank you for ending abortion in America.
Yes.
God, we thank you that it's going to be overturned with this new Supreme Court. God, we thank you, Lord, there's new judges coming in from everywhere, Lord God, that this sin, this blotch is going to be removed. God, we pray, speak to the minds of those who don't understand that this is life, that they would know it's life. And God, we ask you right now that you would bless our audience, Father God. And we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. Don't forget how easy it is. How easy is it? Love God, love others, and lead the others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
The spiritual avalanche that could kill millions. This is coming to you from a man who has just passed through the valley of the shadow of death. Since my close call with eternity just a short while ago, everything has become clearer. I can hear his whisper. Unabated obedience has become my mandate. That is why I'm writing this word from the Lord. Recently, after enjoying quality time with Jesus, I was surprised by an alarming vision. I saw a massive, majestic mountain covered in glistening snow. It reminded me of the Matterhorn in the Swiss Alps. Its peaks were sparkling white, and I was amazed by God's attention to detail. It was so realistic, I wanted to go skiing. But I sensed that there was more that the Holy Spirit was about to reveal. As I closed my eyes, I was in a winter wonderland, bustling with thousands of vacationers. The ski lodge, condos, hotels, and cabins were at full capacity at this popular resort. Day quickly turned to night as the skiers, snowboarders, and sports enthusiasts were settling in. Anticipation grew as the snow began to fall. Everyone headed to bed believing tomorrow would be a day of sheer enjoyment on freshly covered slopes. For an avid skier, the exhilaration of being the first one to race down a new blanket of snow is a dream come true. Throughout the night, winter storms dropped several feet of new snow on the slopes. The night ski patrol was put on full alert. Their mission was clear. With the potential of killer avalanches, they took to their posts. I began to weep as the vision continued to unfold along with its spiritual application. The ski patrol operated like a well-trained platoon. Some boarded helicopters manned with small bombs. Others jumped on snowmobiles loaded with handheld explosive devices. What seemed to be a strategic group of sharpshooters were stationed at the base, maneuvering anti-tank weapons aimed at the snow-covered peaks. They fired their weapons at strategic points in the avalanche zone to force avalanches before the snow accumulated to a life-threatening depth. Left unchecked, the accumulation of heavy, dense snow packed on top of lighter snow could easily slide down with incredible speed and force, resulting in enormous damage and loss of life. The Lord began to speak. I trembled. The fresh new snow represented the false teaching that is steadily falling on the ears of the body of Christ. It has been and is a heavy snowfall. The skiers represented believers and non-believers, trusting the resort for a safe and memorable experience. As Christians, we have been warned to be sober and vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8. However, the present awe-inspiring teachings have lulled many into a deeper sleep. The layers upon layers of snow have been steadily covering the solid traditional truth of Christ. The truth is that foolish teaching in these days will become so fashionable, even the most dedicated believer could become deceived. Matthew 24:24. It's happening before our eyes. One spiritual leader said the other day, "You guys are old-fashioned holiness. We are modern-day grace. You live in bondage while we can do anything we want." Pastors and teachers worldwide have succumbed to heretical teachings, including universal reconciliation, deification of man, challenging the validity of the Word of God, including His judgments, and even lifting any boundaries, claiming His amazing grace is actually amazing freedom. You are free to live according to your own desires. Sound familiar? They had no king and did what was right in their own eyes. Judges 17:6. These popular self-proclaimed ministers of the gospel are covering the slopes and will be held accountable for the spiritual death of millions. Just as a ski patrol did in this vision, those who are aware of what's happening must take swift and accurate action. Their weapons of warfare must be aimed at the peaks and the avalanche terrain to dispel the lies. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers must be willing to drop spiritual bombs, fire anti-heresy missiles, and even drive into the danger zones armed with explosive truth to confront this avalanche. The generals of this generation must leave the war room and put their years of experience on the front line. Friend, I humbly encourage you to heed this vision and take it before the Lord. I've written it just as it was given. My responsibility is to share with the body of Christ His words to me. The ears that hear and the hands that obey are out of my control. This is not just Steve Hill telling a story. Most of what the Lord shares with me is personal and remains in my heart. But I sincerely believe that this is a warning for this hour. Satan is snowing the saints, but it can be stopped. In the vision, I heard explosions. I saw dedicated Christian soldiers scrambling to do anything it took to bring down this avalanche before devastation occurred. One of the most powerful weapons we possess to combat this onslaught is the tongue. Let God set yours ablaze by preaching all the words in red. If we take action now, the result will be a tearing down of false teaching and a remaining layer of solid, God-given, biblical instruction that will save the lost, heal the sick, and strengthen Christians to do the true work of the ministry.